Somebody will take your menu from you at this table.
Thank you.
No problem.
We'll go ahead and get this set up.
On a chilly Monday morning, people began lining up for the food pantry at Stone Creek Church in Urbana 2 hours before the doors open. Once inside, volunteers sack up bags filled with oatmeal, macaroni and cheese, and frozen chicken.
Some Jumpstart cereal, some Uncle Ben's rice, hamburger helper. It's going to make my life a whole lot better.
Okay. Brenda Romack, a certified nursing assistant who lives in Urbana, comes to the food bank every Monday.
All the prices are going up. Everything's going up except for wages. And it's impossible to make ends meet.
Stone Creek, like other churches in Champaign County, has seen a huge increase in requests for help since the economic downturn began more than 2 years ago. And because of the recession, many churches are receiving less money in the offering plates on Sunday morning. This is forcing some churches to curtail and even cancel assistance programs for the poor. Stone Creek's food pantry, which was feeding 150 families a week, recently announced it would close temporarily while the church considers how to fund it. Erica Burks, assistant director of the food pantry, said giving by congregation members has declined, so less money is available for assistance programs.
Our members are also members of the community who have been hit by the economy also.
The church will still distribute produce on Monday mornings and hopes to reopen the food pantry soon. At the Vineyard Church in Urbana, Pastor Ben Hare shuffles through a stack of applications from church members seeking help.
I might read for you just several illustrations of it. Of a typical benevolence application. My family is very much in need of financial assistance. My husband is physically unable to work. We're living now with family. We've lost our house to foreclosure. I need a refill on my meds as soon as possible. I need $43 for a car part. I have no other transportation.
Hare says the Vineyard now receives at least 20 applications a month from church members alone. He says that's five times the number the church received 2 years ago.
We are seeing a new class of emerging poor, and that is typically what has been referred to as the middle class, that are now facing foreclosure, unemployment, downsizing.
Hare said the need has become so overwhelming that the church's leaders decided they could afford to offer direct assistance only to church members. The church still contributes to local charities and runs a food pantry. Requests for assistance with rent, utilities, clothes, and medicine have more than doubled in the past 2 years at Stone Creek Church. One of the pastors, Ricky Spindler, says some recipients are church members, but many are not.
Well, we just believe, you know, we have a responsibility spiritually to teach the word, but then also practically to meet the needs of the people around us.
At Salem Baptist Church in Champaign, a benevolence committee meets often to hear requests. Pastor Claude Shelby says the church is trying to fill the gap as social service agencies are stretched to the breaking point by budget cuts.
It seems as though we get more requests than most. That's the way it seems to us, because our name is out there as one of the churches that will help, and that seems to snowball in that agencies are sending people our way. But we still try to do what we can, although the funds are not always there.
Without the assistance of local churches, Hare says suffering would be far greater for many Champaign County families.
We don't often think of the vital contribution in a town like Champaign-Urbana that these churches and social service agencies, not unlike Salt and Light, not-for-profit ministries that are often affiliated with church, parachurch ministries, we don't often really stop to think about the value add that they're contributing, but it is incredibly significant.
Local pastors say many of the people they see in financial despair also suffer from depression and anxiety. In addition to meeting physical needs, local churches are also trying to support the spiritual health of their congregants and the community. I'm Shelley Smithson.